Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Melbourne, 1976. Freedom from Envy. Prabhupada. Namatsara. Matsara means to become envious. So that is one of the qualifications to understand God, not to become envious. But our enviousness is beginning from God. As soon as we present Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many persons will protest. Why is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why not? First of all, answer why not. If you think Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you present who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you do not know or you cannot present, if you do not know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then take it from me, Krishna. And if you know, then you present who is more efficient, more expert, more powerful, more rich than Krishna. This is practically a challenge. So actually, it has been challenged, and it has been scrutinizingly examined, and the verdict is Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adi Govinda. And all the devotees say, Sarva Karana Karanam. Prabhupada. This has been decided. Ripa Nirnitam. It has already been considered and decided. My comment. Prabhupada's mode of argument was strong, and he would, at his discretion, apply the pressure of his arguments to individuals or groups during class. Real education is real knowledge. From Prabhupada's lecture. There is no education, actually. The modern education means simply craftsmanship. If you can prepare a nice motor car, oh, what is that? It is craftsmanship, the blacksmith's work. It is not knowledge. Knowledge is different. Therefore, it is called jnanam vijnanam sahitam. This is knowledge. What I am this body or something else, why am I suffering? Is there any remedy? I do not wish to die. Neither I am subject to death. Nitya shashvatayam nahanyate hanyamanam. This is knowledge. That if I am eternal, if I do not die after annihilation of this body, then why am I subjected to this body? This is knowledge. And to manufacture a motor car, that is not knowledge. That is craftsmanship. Knowledge is here that I am eternal. Why am I put into this condition of temporary body? Not only one kind of body, but there are 8,400,000 different forms of body, and I have to accept one of them. Tata dehantara praptir, according to my karma. This is my position. How to get out of it, to inquire about it, that is knowledge. My comment. To rectify the lack of transcendental knowledge in the world, Prabhupada pushed devotees to educate themselves and others by studying, preaching, and distributing his books. Prabhupada insisted that modern civilization lacked education and actual knowledge, and even the world's intelligentsia lacked it. Prabhupada often pointed this out, as he did to Professor Katovsky in Moscow. Prabhupada. No, I'm not talking of religion, belief, professor. Yes, yes. Prabhupada, I'm talking of science and philosophy. Professor Katovsky, yes, yes. So science and philosophy. Prabhupada, one religion may accept. That is not our purpose. We are talking on the point that if the owner of the body is permanent in spite of different changes of the body, then what is the difficulty to understand that when this body will be changed, the owner of the body will have another body? Professor Katovsky. But another approach is that there is no two phenomena, the owner of the body and the body. Prabhupada, yes. Professor Katovsky. The body and its owner are the same. Prabhupada, no. Professor Katovsky. When the body dies, the owner also dies. Prabhupada, no, Professor Katovsky, there is no separate Prabhupada. Why there is no department of knowledge in university to study this fact scientifically? That is my proposition. Professor Gutowski, yes, Prabhupada. So that means they are lacking. It may be as you say, or it may be as I say, but there must be a department of knowledge. Now recently, one cardiologist, a doctor, has accepted that there is a soul in Montreal and Toronto. I had some correspondence with him. So he is strongly in belief there is a soul. So that is another point of view. But we accept knowledge from authority. Finding the root solution. Perfect. We are manufacturing so many ways of happy life. This ism, that ism, this plan, that plan, so many plans. We are seeing so many suggestions in the television. This is the problem, this is the suggestion, this is the problem. Full of new problems, new suggestions. But because we are lacking this Rajavidya, the king of knowledge, we are perplexed. But if you know that Krishna is the root cause of everything, and if you serve Krishna, then every problem will be solved immediately. My comment. Prabhupada's determined conviction was that Krishna consciousness could solve all problems. As a corollary to that, no problems can be solved outside of Krishna consciousness. Special children, special parents. Prabhupada. We have got so many children among our Grihastha devotees. How fine they are. They're getting Krishna consciousness from the beginning of their life. That means in the past, they were advanced in knowledge. Somehow or another, they failed to complete. Now, they have got again chance, again in the temple, dancing and chanting from the very beginning of life. So this is the opportunity. Suppose by karma, by material activities, fruit of activities, you become a very rich man or a very learned man and attain a very good office. But everything will be finished with your death. As soon as the body is finished, all your assets are finished. But if you become a devotee, your body may be finished, but the soul is eternal. The soul will carry your assets of Krishna consciousness, and nature will give you another chance of taking birth in a very rich family or in a Vaishnava family. My comment. Birth in a Krishna conscious family is a great opportunity for a soul to advance in Krishna consciousness and end his material existence. Prabhupada therefore carefully explained the duty of a parent. Prabhupada. This is real contraception method. If you think that, quote, if a child is born, I shall educate him in such a way that this birth will be his last birth. Next, he is going back home, back to Godhead. Then produce a child. Otherwise, don't produce. This is spiritual contraception. This is real father and mother. Otherwise, a dog is also becoming a father. That kind of father becoming is not recommended in the Vedic civilization. Now, just become a real father to give the real benefit to the son. Then you become a father. Bhagavad Gita for children. Prabhupada. The finger is the part and parcel of my body. So what is the duty? As soon as I say, finger, please come here, it comes. Finger, come here, do this, do that, pick up. That is a finger's business. A finger cannot remain independent. Or if the finger cannot give the service properly, then it is diseased. Similarly, our material condition means we are in a diseased condition. We are not giving service to God. We are giving service to the dog. This is our diseased condition. So God is himself explaining how you should live. That is the Bhagavad Gita. My short comment. Prabhupada was such an expert preacher that he could explain different philosophies. He could explain difficult philosophy in such a way that everyone could understand. Okay, we shall end here. And Hare Krishna.